Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. Another great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk. And of course, we have a very special guest on the show. Jason, how are you doing today, man?
All good. Feeling lively. Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday to us all, of course. Good thing you're here on the show. We're very excited to get to know more about you and your experience with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, though, how long have you been with CyberBacker?
Going 3 months, I guess. I started November. Yeah.
Ooh, okay. So really just starting your journey with us then. A lot of exciting stuff, obviously. You're part of growth is what your background says. Am I right?
Yeah. Growth.
Okay. Our growth backers. Shout outs to everyone in that division. Now, can you tell us a bit about yourself and what led you to join CyberBacker?
Okay. So I was in a web developing industry before. And it's a fun industry, yeah, but it requires me to go to the office every day, and it's good, it's fun, but it's sad that you leave your family for 9 hours to 16 hours a day. So me and my wife, we came to the decision to, you know, just stay at home. You know, if there's an opportunity out there, like, you know, CyberBacker is my first option because of the good things I heard from my friends who's working in CyberBacker. So yeah, we decided to just stay at home so we can focus more on the kids, see them grow up. Yeah,
I think that's very important, especially when the pandemic hit, right?
Exactly.
It's scary to be outside and working, something that we have to do though. But again, there are options, and good thing you chose right with CyberBacker, of course. So you saw us on social media, I'm assuming, or again, you mentioned with your friends, or did you do your own research?
So a lot of my friends are actually working here. My friends in the band industry and also my previous colleagues. So I thought that this is a good company. If my friends are here, then this is a good company. So I did my research. I saw some videos of Craig. He's a really fun guy.
Oh yeah.
And I say, I love to work in a company that has a cool CEO.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Where else would you find a CEO just like Craig, right? One of a kind.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, so far, 3 months in with growth with CyberBacker, what's been the most interesting part of your role so far?
I think I get to talk to a lot of people, especially with, you know, clients. Our new clients, prospect clients, which is really good, and somehow contributing to the company. Somehow, this is, I know it's a little, it's too little right now, but I hope to make a big impact in the long run, you know, like give more jobs, something like that.
Of course, because again, your role is going to be someone who's going to be providing thousands of jobs for our fellow Filipinos and everyone who would want to be a part of CyberBacker, right? That's going to be your role right there. It's going to be exciting, of course, within the next few months. Now, any early success stories or any achievements that you're particularly proud of so far with CyberBacker?
Yeah, easy. 100%. I got to witness good growth backers who's been talking to the clients, because I'm assisting with, you know, the calls or the Zoom meetings that we have with the clients or new clients. And I think that's a success for me to see different techniques, different ways to approach the client. I consider that a big win for me, you know.
Of course, because you talk to a lot of our clients every day. Am I right? Almost every day you get in contact with a lot of business owners, of course, talk to them about CyberBacker too. Now, being with growth though, what's like your growth plan for yourself? Of course, we all go through that, especially when we're starting a new career with a new company, right? So do you have any growth plans or any, what you like to develop or be like here in Cyberback in the next few months?
Yeah, I'm still honing, you know, the things that I'm doing right now. It's a very new environment for me, but yeah, there's a lot of roadblocks that is a little bit slowing me down this past month or weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm slowly overcoming it and trying to be better, you know, and I can see myself working hard and getting to the growth backer position and, you know, providing more jobs to our fellow cyber backers. So, yeah.
I think that's the main goal of any growth backer, and all of the growth backers would agree with that. Again, just to be able to provide more jobs for our fellow cyber backers. Now, what's been your favorite part of being a part of growth so far in the past few months?
I've already given the first one, talking to people. Oh, I love talking to people, you know. You get to know their story.
Oh, yeah.
Get to know their personality. That's a really fun part of talking to people, especially different culture, from a different country. I think other than that, it's the idea that you're helping other cyberbacker, other people, and not just cyberbacker, also the clients, because they need help, you know, they need assistance. So the fact that we are helping them and they are helping us, I think that's a good thing for me, you know.
Of course, a lot of things to look forward to, a lot of growth, of course. Mm-hmm. And through that growth, there could be challenges, of course, right?
Exactly.
Could be called growth opportunities, right? Yeah. Now, have there been any challenges for you so far working with Cyberbacker, being in growth, I mean?
Working with the Cyberbacker, there's no challenges. But to me, myself, with this new industry, this work from home setup, mm-hmm. There's a lot of challenges. But just like what I said earlier, still overcoming it and getting used to it. With this environment, you can actually adapt easily. Yeah. You can adjust easily because the people around me is really supportive. So I think it's just a matter of self-discipline and, you know, do your job correctly. These people will got your back. You know, Cyberbacker, we got your back. You know, something like that.
Yeah, because for everyone who's listening, to our previous episodes, of course, here in Cyberbacker, one of our core values is relationships. So whenever a Cyberbacker needs help, there will always be someone or group of people that will help you out, no matter what that is. Now, another question that I have, of course, again, there are people listening to us who would want to be a part of Cyberbacker. So what pieces of advice would you be able to give them when they're going through everything? Of course, you went through it yourself. So any pieces of advice there?
Just be honest. Just be true to what you're saying. You need to set your standards, you know. Don't be afraid to ask questions. If you're uncertain of some things or you're not sure, be sure to reach out to the people around you, because if you're just going to figure it out by yourself, then you're on the losing side. But if you're asking questions to, you know, just the seniors, the tenured people around your division, then they can give you a good answer. And, you know, don't overthink. Because if you overthink, then you tend to just focus on yourself. Like, how can I do this? How can I do that? Then at the end of the day, you're doing nothing. You know, happened 100%. To me.
100% agree with you there. Again, just keep asking questions. It's a part of growth, the part of success. Again, just getting used to the things that you need to do every day. And again, you have other cyber backers to help out, other growth backers to help out. Now, we already talked about it earlier. Relationship, one of our core values. For sure, there have been people that have mentored you, any colleagues that have helped you all throughout your journey with us. This is a time. Would you want to give him a quick shout out before we end today, Jason?
Yeah, a big shout out to Romil, Mitch, and Gia. They have been a very big help to us, you know, on the on the growth division. All the learnings that we have is really a big part from them. And also a big shout out to the whole growth backer team who really helped us. If we got questions, we can reach out to them. So, yeah, shout out. Shout out to Michelle. Shout out to Craig.
Of course. Now, Jason, we're very excited to seeing your success, of course, all throughout with CyberBacker. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more on how to become a growth backer here in CyberBacker, please don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. Again, Jason, thank you very much for being on the show today, man. Have fun talking to you.
100%.
Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like CyberBacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with CyberBacker. Till next time.